This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with Israeli War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz discussing efforts to boost and accelerate the transit of critical humanitarian assistance into Gaza. He also asked Israel for urgent action against settler violence. U.S. President Joe Biden highlighted strong U.S. ties to the APEC forum on Thursday.
Today, 21 APEC economies make up more than 60% of the global GDP. We're almost half the global trade. The Asian Pacific is projected to be the largest contributor to global growth over the next 30 years.
Biden, who held a high-stakes summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday, was addressing a summit of CEOs on Thursday before speaking to leaders from the 21-member APEC gathered in San Francisco for the organization's annual summit. Spain's parliament has voted to give Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez a new term in office. Reuters correspondent Matthew Larratonda reports it secures an alliance of political backers with an amnesty bill for Catalan separatists that has sparked protests across the country.
The bill's drawn protests and condemnation from conservative groups in Spain. The night before the parliament vote, the leader of the far-right Vox Party, Santiago Abascal, was seen at one protest. He's saying the Spanish government is attacking the Constitution and separation of powers and compares it to a coup. It's not yet clear when the bill would be brought to parliament for a vote or when it would take effect, if it's approved.
Reuters correspondent Matthew